to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Oh, Brian, this afternoon, but I got Evan on the board and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. It's a Monday afternoon. We're recapping headlines that we didn't get to fully talk about last week with the Wisconsin partisan primary results that were breaking down since last Tuesday night, as well as, you know, we got the Gableman news, Mar-a-Lago got searched because the former guy decided to leave the White House with some pretty highly classified top secret documents. So
then tried to shake down, you know, Mr. Garland.
I don't understand how it hasn't really, yeah, shaken him down. But how have we not also talked about the fact that there was evidence and records of him like eating / flushing down the toilet documents as well? How do we know that he hasn't been doing that with some of these for the last?
It might be that, you know, proving a negative sort of deal. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's wouldn't just it be hard comical that that was what led to all of this? Just the fact that there was reports that Trump was eating or flushing down the toilet classified documents, and the FBI is like, well, we got to stop him from doing that. So,
oh, yeah, yeah. They call the plumber. You know, he comes down, he opens up the pipes, he's got the snake in there, and he starts pulling out A10 paper. Like, oh, my goodness gracious. Got to call the police.
Just like the, I can picture the movie 20, 30 years from now of like the. And it all fictional, obviously. None of this is going to be based, potentially, in fact. Who knows? We don't know all the facts yet, so as they come out. But, like the Saudis or the Iranians, like, attempting to break into the septic system at Mar-a-Lago to try to piece together flushed documents for nuclear secret codes. It's just like, oh, my goodness. What I did not have that on my 2022 bingo card, so I suck at bingo. I'm just letting you know that I had no idea that any of these crazy stories were going to be included in 2022. So, yeah, the former president flushing top secret documents down his toilet. Did not see that one coming. But because of those headlines, we missed out a few other local headlines that I want to dive into and talk about. So we had the shooting yesterday at Six Flags Great America down in Gurnee, Illinois. There was a 19-year-old woman from Appleton who was one of the individuals hit in the shooting. So hope she is recovering well, but she has non-life-threatening injuries and is at a local hospital down in Gurnee, Illinois. But this is a pretty big one that I want to set up first. First found it last week at Wisconsin Public Radio, written up by Bridget Bowden. And this is the headline. Two Minnesota men charged with federal crimes in 2020 Kenosha unrest. Now, after the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Illinois, there was a lot of protest against police brutality and discussion about the use of how police officers here in the state of Wisconsin and around the country authorize use of force. And this was a recurring theme throughout the year of 2020. When George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police officers. That was, I believe, like Memorial Day weekend of 2020. We're in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of places are shut down, reopening back up right around that same time, though, too, at the end of May, because the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that the governor did not have the authority to do the safer at home order. So things were opening back up again. Protests were happening still at the height, with very little knowledge of what the COVID-19 pandemic had in store. Fast forward a little bit throughout that summer, and Jacob Blake gets shot in Kenosha. And the first night of protests saw a lot of people out. And then the subsequent nights led to a lot more of the violence. I believe it was the third or fourth night when the Kyle Rittenhouse shooting happened. When Kyle Rittenhouse killed two people and mortally wounded a third, was, I believe, the third night of unrest in Kenosha. And now we are getting details from a federally charged case. This was a federal indictment of two Minnesota men who traveled from the St. Paul area to Kenosha in a coordinated effort after the Jacob Blake shooting to cause social unrest. They planned arsons. They planned robberies. They planned the looting that everybody on the right-wing media wanted to blame the protesters for.
Well, they were giddy. They were downright giddy that they could sort of, you know, villainize this really just terrible situation.
And I still fully expect them to come out. It was a dynamic that Rebecca Clayfish launched her gubernatorial race on. She has since lost that nomination process for the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin. But when she announced officially, after she ran a dark campaign for 3.5 years, since she lost in 2018, she was running the 1848 Project, which was a shadow campaign. She hired everybody from that nonprofit to her campaign team. And immediately when she announced, had all of the resources and staff and personnel ready to go, which is illegal. That coordination is illegal, and for whatever reason, individuals here in Wisconsin just looked the other way, apparently, when the former lieutenant governor and gubernatorial candidate did that. But Rebecca Clayfish launched with pictures of Kenosha and the rioting and the unrest and tied it all together. They liked it, the scene, to link together that civil unrest. This was what Tony Evers was trying to do. He didn't go in quickly enough. This is what Democratic leadership looks like. And now we're finding out federal prosecutors have charged 2 Minnesota men with crimes relating to arson and looting that took place during unrest in Kenosha in the summer of 2020. The complaint describes alleged arson and looting that took place the night of August 24th into the early morning hours of the 25th at 3 businesses in Kenosha. Gas station, a CVS, and a bar. And we're going to dive into this case a little bit more because I think this is an important aspect to talk about. That we're now finding out that there were opportunists that were going and coordinating these crimes while civil protests were taking place to try to link the protests, from what it sounds like. We still don't know all about the federal charges here. We're going to dive into a little bit more when we get back from this break. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, but with Evan on the board and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789.